Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rolling out.
You ready over there, makeup lady?
I am.
You good? You ready?
I reckon.
Hey, we're here!
Yes!
Yes.
Look at that.
We are home.
Are you full yet?
Am I full?
Uh-huh.
Oh, sweet Lord. I have had so many calories in the last week. We're going to talk about food in the Scoopla.
You have eaten a lot.
I've eaten everything.
Yeah.
People, I have eaten everything. For the last week, I have had every part of every animal, I think.
Okay. Uh-huh. Good experience, though.
From the Ruta to the Tuta.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Tuta.
Not a lot of Tuta.
I'll eat some Ruta. We actually did have some Ruta.
We have some Ruta.
We'll explain all of that in a few. Thang is back. We had a field trip. What is it like to room with Zach Jackson? I'm going to ask Antoine in
a
few minutes.
You want to know.
I do want to know. And I want honest answers.
Okay.
Honest.
All right.
I think we all do. Yeah, we want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because deep down, you know it was the best experience of your life, and you better admit it. That's what I'm talking about.
I thought he said honesty.
Mm-hmm. You got to be honest with yourself. You may need to reflect for a few minutes. Chicago adventures on the way. Food adventures on the way. But we're home. And let me just say, I appreciate here. Here in this area of our fine country, because it only takes about 45 minutes in an airport like Chicago to make you never want to go to a big city again. Ever!
Oh, yeah.
It's such a vast difference.
It's a headache.
It is such a headache, but flying out of Roanoke versus flying out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
If you don't travel a whole lot, I honestly consider yourself lucky. The people who say, well, what do you do? What do you enjoy? Well, I enjoy
traveling.
What are you, crazy? What's
wrong
with you?
When you get to your destination, you feel like, okay, wow, you get to see this, sightsee and all that stuff and the food.
Because I feel grimy. That's the way I always feel when I travel. You get somewhere and I think, oh.
Well, the process.
The
process of it all.
That's the one for me of all the futuristic, wacky inventions. Teleportation, I think, that's a number one all day long.
That's the one superpower. If I could have any superpower, that's the one, teleportation.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah. Just get to where you need to go. You don't have to tag your own bag. You don't have to get in TSA.
I was thinking either that or invisibility, because then you can just ride on someone else's beautiful first class jet. Just walk right through. Because you know what would happen, Antoine? Teleportation. We would have that as a thing.
Right.
That would be invented. We would have access to teleportation. TSA would figure out a way to ruin it anyway.
It would still be,
you would spend 4 hours in the airport for 1 second of teleportation, and that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
And you still wouldn't want to travel anywhere because the process would be so terrible all the time.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to teleport with like your wallet or just something random you wouldn't be able to teleport with or to throw the machine off.
Right, exactly. And as people who recently flew basic economy, I promise you there will be basic teleportation where, maybe like your feet don't show up or something and you got to buy feet on the other end.
Or you pick the country that you're teleporting to. But you have no control over what part of that country you end up.
Or maybe you don't even have control over the country. You just walk in and they let you know where you're going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So we appreciate here.
Yes.
Because as we sat in the chaos of that Chicago airport, I tell you what, when you fly out of Roanoke, they practically know you by name. They're like, what's up, Zach?
Yeah, small airport.
Same bag as last
time?
Yes, sir. Here we go. Chicago, it is.
Good luck.
I believe it's 4 million passengers. 3 employees and 9 kiosks. I think that's really all it is.
That's a good ratio right there.
Nothing else. You know you're in a big city when you look in front of you and the person trying to check in has a Moldovan passport as they try to fly to the Dominican Republic, and there's an alert on their screen that says, "Do you have your yellow fever vaccination?"
Oh yeah, that did happen. Yeah.
I went to a different line. I can't be bringing the yellow fever back.
No.
I can't. Mm-mm. So hello, welcome back to school for a lot of y'all right now too, as you get up and get ready. So go ahead, text in 52353. Let us know you're alive. I'm hoping there are at least 4 people listening right now.
4.
Oh, I think so.
At least.
Yeah, it's back to school.
Oh,
everyone's
you think
up.
So?
I think
you
so.
Think
I know so.
A lot. You know so.
I know.
I
so.
Like that confidence.
Yes, I know so.
Okay.
Come on. What? It's back to school. Parents are up. Kids are up. They don't want to be up.
No,
but they
don't.
Are.
Nobody wants to be up.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Welcome back. We never left, and we didn't want to be up either. So we're all in it together. Good morning, all.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
She messed up just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. She wanted to win, though.
Okay.
When you have a local photo contest and you see it, I mean, we have contests all the time.
So it's just one of those ones where everybody goes on and they try to, hey, make sure you vote for me. Yeah. I'm on a Facebook group.
Yeah, take a funny picture and submit it for a chance to win whatever gift card.
Everything sounds above board right now.
I've seen those a lot.
Yeah, well, she's out on the water and she sees some fishermen and she says, oh my gosh, this is an opportunity to take a funny picture.
Right.
So she talks to them. She sees they have an octopus. So she says, why not just stick the octopus on my face?
Oh, that'll be hilarious.
And take a funny picture.
Love like a good octopus.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, everything, it was all fun and games until that octopus bit her in the face, injected her with venom.
No.
Yes. Yeah, so this woman, she's on 3 antibiotics, and the doctor tells her that, hey, this swelling in your face will go up and down for months.
Months?
For months. This could go for months.
What kind of demented nuclear octopus is this?
It was, it was very poisonous, but it was a baby one at that. So, it, you know, it could have been a lot worse. But
a poisonous baby octopus.
Yeah, but it latched onto her face, and she's smiling in the picture. You see her, like, posing, and then you see the pain set
I recently became afraid of octopus. Recently, I was watching a video and it was just like a video of following one and you're just seeing how it changes colors like the chameleon would do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then it just jump out and wrap all of its tentacles around something.
Yeah,
like,
they are very terrifying. Creepy because you don't really know what direction they're ever going.
No, you don't. They can just spin around.
Yeah, they're very wangly and dangly. Their octopus eyeball things are just...
That's weird, yeah. Yep,
everything is kind of creepy. They kind of look like the ghost of a different animal. Like if you died and you came back, octopus!
I see.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they splooge all over the place with their ink. So then they ink you.
You made me ink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's no good.
Yeah, well, he acts all nice, and then he rips your face off, and
and now your face is puffed up for 6 years.
And to make things worse, we don't know if she won the contest.
I hope she did. I hope she did.
No, you know what? She didn't. You want to know why? She lost to some cat. There's a cat somewhere.
Yeah,
cat.
You're probably right.
Cats rule the internet. You can throw a tiny baby poisonous octopus, and you know what? I'd be very mad at those fishermen, too, if I'm this woman. I mean, again,
it's not their fault.
It's her own stupid decision, but if they're fishermen, they are knowledgeable of the sea.
True.
So they know poisonous octopus probably don't want to put this on your face.
But he probably did suggest, we don't suggest that you do that.
No.
It probably did say that. She said, no, I need to take this picture.
No, I'm sure they were like, sure thing, idiot. And then just threw it at her. Said, good luck. It was more like, Clyde, get your phone ready.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, that's actually what happened here is she did not win the photo contest.
Uh-uh.
But the fisherman taking a picture of her getting bitten by the octopus.
They did.
They
are the ones
it.
Who won. So congratulations to them this morning. What is it like being trapped in a small space with a coworker that you've never had to be this close to?
That's true.
We dive into the mind of Antoine Terrell here in a second. Good morning, all. Monica, you'll be happy to know that there's a solid 9, I think. At least of people that are out
9?
There.
9? Okay.
9? There
good.
We go.
See?
Texting in to 52353.
Hey,
traffic is bad this morning already for some reason. So do want to pass along 81. It's mile marker 164.8. That's northbound. There's a car fire. So lanes are closed there. It's all backed up. So that's 81 northbound, 164. Then we have 81 northbound in Wythe County. 71 on the mile marker, tractor trailer accident, and there's detour for that one because all the lanes are closed.
People just
don't go north today.
Yeah. That's it. To Florida. Go to go to Louisiana.
Who needs to go see them Yankees anyway? Yeah. Stay here. Don't go north. Forget about it. Yeah, shout out to you if you're texting in to 52353 this morning. Always love to know that you're out there. Montgomery County Schools first day today.
Mm-hmm.
Buena Vista. Got somebody taking the kiddos to school. She works at Kling Elementary, so shout out to everybody there. This person says we were missed, so
aww.
That's good.
Aww.
And this person says octopi, which
octopi?
Is like octopuses, mm-hmm. are the devil.
Oh.
She has a recurring dream about being in a jar in the bottom of the ocean and a giant octopus opens it and kills me.
Wow, that's scary.
I don't think you should worry about the octopus. You should worry about that jar. Who put you in the jar?
Yeah,
that's scary.
Don't worry about your brain. Like, why is your brain putting you in a jar and then having you eaten by some sort of 8 tentacle ghost thing?
You know, my dream last night was that we had another work trip this week.
Good, that's a nightmare. Oh, God.
But it was in Florida. That's why I was thinking about it. I was like, but we had another work trip. And Zach was like, I have to unpack it back again.
I have two.
And that was my dream last
two
night.
Suitcases from two different trips sitting in my guest bedroom right now. I got to unpack twice. This is a nightmare. I might not get it done till Christmas. I don't know.
I unpacked the day we got back.
Oh, you did?
The day. Oh, I thought about you guys, because we've talked about that before. I unpacked the day.
Well, but you know what? Let me just pause this music. Let me go get you a cookie, because you know, very important
thank
over
you.
Here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, my dream felt so real that I woke up thinking, I'm like, do we have something else that we need to gear up for?
Please say we don't.
It felt real.
I don't want to go anywhere. So Thang went to Chicago, and then I had another trip on top of that we'll get into. We're going to talk about foodie stuff here in a few minutes. But Chicago for the... It's a morning radio convention.
Mm-hmm.
We call it boot camp.
Yep.
Because they make us carry rocks like those old episodes of Maury.
That's what it is.
Yep. They put the bad kids in.
It's more like 4-H camp. Like we meet our friends every
cows.
Year. Yes. It's like, hey.
4-H. Yeah, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
All the kids.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good. I think it is always good in whatever profession that you are in. It's always nice to be surrounded by other people who are as insane as you are,
mm-hmm.
for whatever that profession is. So then everybody understands the same complaints and gripes and terminologies and just all of that stuff. And you can finally stop wearing your significant other out with all of that talk that they don't want to hear anyway.
That's true. Yeah.
So we went. Antoine, it's your very first time.
My very first time. It was amazing. I had a lot of fun.
Okay.
I loved it. Rooming with you, Zach.
Yep. Lived with the Zach Jackson for days on end.
It was interesting. Like, I learned.
Okay.
I learned in situations like that.
How so?
So I'm going to say it wasn't terrible, but it also wasn't amazing. It was like right in the middle because at things like that, you don't spend a lot of time in the room. There's a lot going on.
Yes,
but
that's true.
Zach is an adorable sleeper.
Oh, I am now.
When Zach sleeps, he's adorable. I walk in, and we got there at different times, and you were taking a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for all the listeners, Zach just took a nap. He was on top of his bed. We had separate beds, just for the record. He was on top of his bed.
We only had one bed.
And he has clothes or whatever. And Zach was, like, in the fetal position, like, sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the TV was up. And Zach only watches one of two channels, ESPN or Food Channel. That's the only thing the TV was ever on when I walked in the room.
I don't have regular TV in my house. You know, I have a cord cut. So I want something backgroundy. I put it was the Little League World Series. I'm like, that's good.
You had the TV on. We never did turn the TV on.
Yeah, your room never did.
Never did.
But so I walk in.
Why do you have to be one of those people that says, I never watched
television? We were just talking. We were just saying.
I don't have a TV in my house. My children have never seen TV before. Good for you.
So anyway, I walk in and I'm like, I want to change the channel and I can't find the remote.
Oh.
Zach has the remote nestled in between like his chest and his knees.
Cute.
And I was like, how? And he's in the middle of the bed. So I'm like, how can I get this remote without waking him up? And without him, like, seeing me.
It's an invitation if you want to come get this remote.
So close.
Come up and see me sometime.
So I felt like I was playing the game Operation. So I'm like, I'm reaching my hand in to grab the remote, but I didn't want to touch any of Zach's body parts because I didn't want to wake him. And then he opened his eyes, and I'm just standing there above him. No, but it was good.
Yeah. And he's a cute sleeper. I sent Zach a picture just now to his phone because I want him to see a picture of him sleeping. It is a very cute picture.
When you were sleeping outside.
Yes.
Yes, when you were sleeping outside.
Oh, that's right.
Because we had to wait for our hotel rooms because we got there so early. We arrived so early. So Zach took a little snooze on a park bench.
I did.
Yep.
Like a homeless person. Because that's what I am, a
vagrant. But you were sleeping there. It's very cute. Has your little legs. Like, okay.
I will say the thought crossed our mind. We're like, we wish we had a sign that said... need food or something like that. We're just going to lay it by you and then walk away.
So there's a picture of me sleeping on a park bench in Chicago. You know, thank you for your support.
Yes. I am very supportive. I didn't post it.
She did not post it. She did not post it. She asked me to take the picture.
You.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to start that ball.
Because
I'm staying in the room with Zach, so I don't want pictures of me sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Because
if above all else, if you want to go there with me, I will always take it one step too far. There will be hurt feelings.
No, thank you.
I will win this war. There will be tears, and I'll have to apologize afterward. But I will win the war. The single greatest way to go camping, I'll explain right now.
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
As we talk about food, glorious food, food rules, food opinions, and just food in general, here in the Scoopla, they asked Americans, do you consider yourself a foodie?
Okay.
75% of people said yes, they do, and I am here to say most of you are wrong. You don't know what you're talking
wrong.
About. You're not a foodie.
I was like, that's a big
number. That's too high.
Three out of four.
based on the amount of people I see eating at buffets, that number is too high on the foodie thing. But I was surrounded by foodies and food nerds and food experts for the last couple days because we went to Chicago, work trip. I came home for, I don't know, 12 hours?
I was about to say like 8 minutes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to turn back around and go back. I had to pack a different suitcase.
Yeah, you sure did.
It's a completely different trip.
Yep.
And go to this food event. It's called Lamb Stock.
Okay.
So it's out in Patrick County. There's a lamb farm there, and they invite all these different chefs to come in. And it's really for chefs to get together and sort of hang out, sort of like we did for our morning radio thing. It's like a chef convention.
All right.
I mooch my way in as a volunteer. You got to clean up some trash and wash a dish.
That's okay.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. It's okay. And then you just eat and eat and eat. And it's out in this lamb farm, so everybody camps in the lamb farm. And I discovered the best way to go camping because I'm not a regular camper. I don't know. Antoine, do you camp at all?
I've been camping one time in my life.
Okay.
So, yes, I am an...
You're a novice.
Experienced camper.
Monica, I believe, zero camps? Mm-mm. None whatsoever. Closest thing you had was just growing up in Bedford in a house. Like, it's almost camping.
But in the woods and stuff, yeah, but exactly. I've never been camping.
Well, guys, I figured out the secret to camping. It's very easy.
What's that?
Airbnb nearby. It's just, yes.
That's not camping.
That's not camping. That's sure not even is. Glamping. That's just living in...
Yeah, that's just
someone's
living.
Home. Staying there.
You know what it is? Smart. That's what it is.
You were relaxed.
Oh my God, so much food. Mm-hmm. Are you guys stalking me on Instagram or
Facebook? Oh, yeah, I did see the food.
I saw the pictures.
The meats, the ham.
There's so many meats. You have to understand, it's a ridiculous thing. I watched a guy, they brought this butcher in from France, expert butcher. He had just come off a competition in Brazil where he won. It was a national or international butcher competition. They had to break down an entire cow and cut out all the different steaks. You know, just think of the meat section at Kroger, all cut by one guy. And they had to do it blindfolded. And that guy won.
It takes a lot of skill.
It does. Yes. He said he once broke down a chicken in 11 seconds.
Wow.
11 seconds. So this dude, I mean, he breaks down like a whole lamb, and then they take that lamb and they roll it in a pork belly and they throw it on a grill and they smoke it for like 8 hours. And that is just one of 247 meals for the day. So I had lettuce yesterday.
There you go. Oh, it's balance.
You had air. Lettuce and air.
That's really all I wanted. I was like, is there a way to feel full without eating any food? That's what I would like to do right now.
I don't know.
Air,
about
water, lettuce.
Air, water, lettuce.
Air, water, and lettuce.
But I don't feel full with air, water, and lettuce.
You gotta drink more water then. Let it settle.
I gotta popcorn. Suck more air.
Maybe.
But popcorn.
It's food.
I don't know. I feel like popcorn. I guess, is popcorn low calorie?
You actually lose calories when you eat popcorn.
Are you sure?
No,
yes. Yes. Oh, is it celery? Oh, maybe it's. I think it's popcorn too.
With celery, you can lose calories.
Without the butter.
Yeah, there's nothing in it.
Okay, maybe it's celery.
Without the butter. And so you might as well just
eat air.
You might as well eat some sort of flower that comes off a tree outside because it's about the same. But yeah, oh my God, so much food.
But delicious.
Very delicious, which was cool. So they're saying 3 out of 4 Americans consider themselves to be foodies, which I totally disagree. Yeah, you see Cardi B got in an argument over food the other day?
No, I missed it.
No.
Cardi B says that she does not trust anyone who puts ketchup in the refrigerator. She says that is not where ketchup goes.
I did see that.
Despite the fact that on the bottle of ketchup, it says refrigerate after opening for best results.
Do you know people that don't put it in a refrigerator? I do.
So no refrigeration on the ketchup.
And it threw me off. It was a childhood friend. Every time I would go over to his house, I would want ketchup, and I would go to the fridge every time, and it's in the cabinet.
You go to certain restaurants, every time. Ketchup is out.
True.
Ooh.
So,
and the ketchup, if you go to McDonald's, I mean, the ketchup packets
is out in the packet,
And I guess there is something to be said for the ratio of, say, a hot French fry to a very cold ketchup.
Right.
That's not necessarily what you want either.
Mm-mm.
Is Cardi B on to something here?
You just blew my mind with that restaurant fact.
Oh, no.
Because it kind of makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I wonder. So you can text in if you want 52353. If there's something that you don't refrigerate, I know a lot of people don't refrigerate butter. I mean, that's the way it used to be back in the day.
Syrup.
Yeah.
Some people do. Some people don't.
You're supposed to put hot sauce in the fridge.
Yeah, and you don't.
No.
Well, what do we need this refrigerator for anyway? Let's get it out of here. Forget it. So yeah, ketchup. I don't know, Antoine. I think you're coming around.
I'm confused. I don't know how to feel right now.
Because it says refrigerate after opening. I don't want to break the rules.
Yeah.
But I don't want to ruin my ratios.
Huh.
Maybe you just need to start buying. You can buy those the little serving boats. You can just buy those of ketchup and have them at home. Forget the whole bottle.
Yeah, we don't need the bottle anymore.
Really, do you need the bottle anyway? The bottle's more of a hassle than anything. No, but in this case, you don't. You get a Monica. You're someone who loves a fresh everything.
I do.
So if you have fresh ketchup every time, you open up that package, you get what you want, you throw it out, you move on to the next thing. Why you need to share that bottle with the commoners? See, you're no foodie. This is exactly why you can't say yes to these things.
Welcome to Fat Chair. I am your host, Antoine Terrell. And playing with us today is Zach Jackson.
Hi, I'm Zach Jackson, and I am fat.
And Monica Brooks.
Hi, I'm Monica, and I'm waiting for you to take a chance with me. I want to go first.
So? Oh, you're going to take
first. Oh, look at you.
Monica wants to be chosen first.
Well, they probably won't.
She has never won this game, so you're taking a big leap of faith.
Yes.
But eventually she's going to win.
One day.
We assume.
Yes.
I guess I don't really know.
I mean, odds are she'll win at some point.
At some point. Yeah. This game will be my game.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you can have morbid things. Well, odds are eventually we'll all die. So this thing's like,
yay.
It's a race.
All right, let's see what happens. And let's say good morning to Tana. Hello, Tana.
Good morning.
Tana, I'm going to give you the choice. You can team up with me, undefeated Zach Jackson. So fat, we're going to change the name to Zach Chance here. Or Monica, who says she would like to be chosen first, even though she's never won the game. What do you think?
I think I'll go with Monica.
All right.
Yeah.
There was a hesitation, but she went with you.
It'll be very interesting to see if the stars align. Jeremy, that means it is me and you today. Okay, Jeremy?
Sounds good.
All right, fantastic. Antoine, explain the game to everybody, please.
All right, I'm going to give Zach and Monica a category, and you guys at home will predict how many items your person can name within that category in 15 seconds.
All right.
If you feel that your player can name more than the opponent, you can raise the stakes by one or more.
Yep.
If not, then you say fat chance, and your opponent has to meet their expectation.
You bid back and forth. We will see what happens. Tana, you will decide first in the first round here of fat chance. Antoine, take it away.
All right, Tana. So the first category is American TV game shows.
American TV game shows.
Yes.
Currently on or just historical?
Historically, on TV.
Okay, game shows in America.
Yep, so how many do you think Monica can name in 15 seconds?
Five.
Okay. All right, five game shows.
Okay, so Jeremy, you can make it more than five, or you can say fat chance, and Monica can try to do five game shows in 15 seconds.
I think you can do seven.
I think I can do seven, too, Jeremy.
All right, Tana, it's back on you.
Do you think he can do seven.
Do you think Monica can do more than seven? If so, give a number. If not, you can say fat chance, and Zach would do seven in 15 seconds.
I'm going to say fat chance.
Ooh, okay. Fat chance. So she's putting it on me.
Yeah.
I have to do seven?
Seven.
Okay.
In 15 seconds.
Seven in 15 seconds for the first round. Monica, what do you think? You think I can do it?
I think you're talking so you can think of something.
Oh, you think so? Fine, we'll go right now.
He's stalling right now.
Yes,
let's go. Here we go. Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. You have Classic Concentration, Password, Match Game, Hot Potato. There's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, Weakest Link. Let's see, $25,000 Pyramid, $10,000 Pyramid.
Because that was 11?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good job, Zach.
Correct. Thank you very much.
All right, so that's a point for Jeremy and Zach.
I used to watch a lot of game shows back in the day. I enjoyed them. And I've turned most of them into a game on this show. So we have that as well. All right, point for me.
All right, so it's first to two.
Yeah.
So right now, Monica, you need this.
You need this
to stay in.
Okay, Monica, Jeremy, and Tana, you will start the bidding, Jeremy, on what category?
So, Zach and Monica, you both have children.
Yes.
So, Jeremy, how many cartoon characters by name do you think Zach can name in 15 seconds?
Okay, so just cartoon characters.
Yes, but people. You can't say, like, the chicken, the bird.
Understood.
Unless their name is Bird.
Yes.
That is true.
Okay.
But yes, when Monica starts saying the goofy white kid or the weird triangle
face. I had
face.
To specify.
All right. Yes. 15 seconds cartoon characters.
Jeremy, how many can Zach name?
Let's do eight.
Okay. All right. Tana. Do you think Zach can do eight? If not, say fat chance. If you think Monica can do more, go ahead and throw a number out there. Higher than
I'm
eight.
Monica can do at least 11.
All right. Whoa, 11.
11.
At least 11.
At least 11.
Jeremy, let's see how this goes, shall we?
Jeremy, do you want to say fat chance to Monica name an 11? Or do you want to go higher and try to win the game with Zach doing more than 11.
Fat chance.
Yeah, let's go for that. Fat chance. Uh-oh. I like it too. Okay, 11 cartoon characters. 15 seconds. Go.
Bart, Lisa, Bert, Ernie. Did that count? Because the cartoon.
Nope.
Squidward, SpongeBob, Pet Pat. What's it called? The little pups. Dang it! I'm freezing up. I can't think. It was the dang.
Are you doing like Paw Patrol? Is that what you?
Yeah, but that ain't a name either. You need like Joe Dolge.
I know.
Monica, you got four.
That was terrible.
And you know what? You could probably give her Bert and Ernie because I'm sure there's been some cartoon kind of version of them, but that still only gives you six.
Oh, crap.
Massive failure. Tana, you know what? You put a lot of faith in Monica today.
She sure did.
You put a lot of faith in her to get you. You picked her in the first place.
I know.
And then she did you dirty right there. Do you have anything you would like to say to her?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, well, we love you, Tana.
All the things in my head. You know what? Hang on. I'm going to get your prize anyway, because for your bravery, you should at least be rewarded for something.
Yes.
So hang on, Jeremy. You hang on as well. Fat chance. The undefeated streak rolls on. Man, how could you? Like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
I know.
Mickey Mouse,
Minnie.
To
say after the fact.
Bart, Lisa, how about the rest of the family? There's other ones on there. Oh. Man.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
What up, what up, what up? Happy first day of school to some of y'all out there. I was like...
Yeah.
Let's see. You know what? Shout out to Kathy Caldwell.
Okay.
Because she is a second grade teacher.
All right.
I don't know where because the text didn't say so, but they live in Withville, and it is her 40th year teaching.
Oh,
correct.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Lots of patience. Lots of patience.
Yep. I will say second grade was one of my favorite grades. Second and 11th grade were my two favorite grades.
Really?
Yeah.
I picked 11th for some reason.
Those are the teachers and the years. I just second and first grade was my least favorite.
Okay.
Of all time.
Is it, were you given an atomic wedgie or something in the first grade?
No, it's just that you go from kindergarten and taking naps to first grade where you're actually doing, like, legit work.
Yeah, I would say there's two times in your life there's a serious culture shock of life, and it is kindergarten, where it's just life is free and fun and playtime, into first grade of... Wait a minute, you mean we got to do this every day? Like that kind of thing?
Yeah.
And it's very similar to your final year of college versus work life. It's the same thing.
It's a huge difference.
Playtime is over.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
In both of those situations, you have to stop taking a lot of naps.
I know.
From kindergarten to first grade and senior year of college to working.
Well, you can take a nap, but you get in trouble for it.
Yes.
Yeah, also true. And I do. I think first grade, second grade, in particular, second and third grade are probably some of the best years to teach.
Oh, yeah.
Because the kids are still kind of kids. They're not
and they're funny.
Jerks quite as much.
Their personality shine through.
Uh-huh. But they're kids at their core. They're innocent. They're cute. Like all that stuff. That's what you like.
Then fifth grade, they start getting like little mustaches and stuff.
Start to smell
themselves. They start to smell,
attitude, and they start scratching their itches all the time.
Yeah.
Axe body spray starts coming in. Yeah, I get it. So shout out to you, Kathy. Also, shout out to JJ in Roanoke that says he only uses Heinz ketchup in the glass bottle and never puts it in the fridge.
Tell him, JJ.
Fancy.
I know.
Look at him. He's like a famous Anthony. He's just right there on the table. He just takes it and pours it out.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Amazon is basically taking over the world.
Yes.
When it comes to the buying of stuff.
Without a doubt.
And they have these convenience stores now. In big cities, we're not cool enough yet, but this is the future. It is.
I've heard of these stores.
Amazon is the one that's doing it. I get the feeling at some point, even places like 7-Eleven are going to start doing it this way. Amazon has a convenience store in Chicago that was near our hotel that just the stuff is just there. There's no checkout. There's no...
So where are the people? The employees.
Well, I can tell you there is an employee because he pops up out of nowhere and yells at you when you screw up the entire thing, because that's what I did when I went to the Amazon store. Because did not understand how this works. And you walk up and it has those turnstile or gate things that if you were going to ride the subway.
Yeah. You have to walk through
somewhere.
Like the little bar.
Yeah. And this one wasn't the turnstile-y bar, but it's these two little glass doors that open up.
Okay.
And then you're allowed to walk through. And it has a green light. All right. Well, I guess this is where I go because it has a green light. So I walk up to the door and it doesn't fully move or anything like that. But it's kind of easy to just walk right through it, kind of push your way through. So that's exactly what I did. I just kind of walked through the thing, and that was it. And then the next thing I know, I hear this, this starts going off. An alarm.
Oh, boy.
So I do what any normal person would do.
You run.
I keep walking. That is correct. I act like this is not, I know exactly what I'm doing. So I just walk through. All right, let me look on my phone. Because at this point, I'm thinking, okay, do I need to like get into my Amazon account? How does this work? Because all you do in this store is you take stuff and you walk out.
Yep.
You don't scan anything.
Nope.
They somehow know whatever it is you've taken, and then it just gets billed to your Amazon account later.
I think the item gets scanned on your way out, I believe.
So I'm walking, and again, I can still hear just... All right, fine. And all this snippy little man pops up with like this little thing on his belt, and he goes, "Sir."
That would be me.
He said, did you sign in? Now, he knows darn well the answer is no, because I have set off the alarms. No, I was about to. And I said, all right, look, I have never been in these stores before. I don't know what the hell's going on here. So he taught me. And so what you're supposed to just scan your phone when you walk in, grab the stuff, and then walk out the other side. It's amazing.
And it just automatically charges and everything.
Yes.
That's dangerous. That's not amazing. That's dangerous.
Why?
I need to see. Exactly how much I'm spending in that moment.
Yeah,
because you find out later it's that, oh my God, I spent $12 on a salad?
On
how did this happen?
You may feel like you're on supermarket sweep or something.
Well, you know what? It's about to get worse because your willpower is truly going to be tested, Antoine, because Amazon is opening a liquor store.
Yep. Look at them.
So in San Francisco, this is where it starts. They're using it to supply. You can order alcohol delivery in San Francisco with Prime Now, and it'll show up.
Uh-huh.
So that's where they stock it. But they're also saying you can come in if you're walking by the store, if you want to go in and buy things.
Just pop in.
And I'm sure it's going to be the same way. Pop in, grab a bottle, turn around, walk out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yeah.
They really are taking it over.
I'll tell you,
that's going to be rough.
It was awesome. As a convenience store, just right out the other side, I was a big fan. And I felt really cool the next day when I went back, and some other idiot set off the alarm instead. And I'm thinking, you don't know how to do this.
Number two.
This is such a bizarre story. Did you see that Chase Bank, the credit card people, they forgave the credit card debts for Canada? For Canada.
Oh.
Everybody in Canada?
And my question, why come Canada and not
us?
What are you being nice to them for? Because it's less people.
It's not a boot.
So, what is that all about?
Yes.
Boot.
We went to our radio convention last week. I met two lovely people from Manitoba. Manitoba, they're talking about, they do a thing with meats and cheeses and hockey tickets. I swear to God, that was the conversation. I'm thinking, could you be any more stereotypically adorable right now? Chase Bank, I guess, pulled out of Canada last year as a credit card provider. And they told people, all right, if you still got your debts, you know, your account's closed, but you got to pay off your debts. And then they just announced, we're not going to collect those anymore. You're fine.
How about that?
That's
very kind.
That's nice. They are so nice up north.
It is not nice. How dare they? No, they're not nice up north. Why are we sucking up to Canada
so
much?
Nice.
Suck up to us. Start forgiving some debt in this country. And also, I don't know. I just don't like the idea of forgiving people's debt because even as it says here, one of the people who had their debt forgiven said, it's kind of like I'm being rewarded for my irresponsibility, which, that's how polite they are in Canada. They try to forgive your credit card debt, and this person's like, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
I'll just keep paying it. I have a moose out back. what's this all about?
Number one.
This, I think, is cool. We talk about Amazon being the future. Do you see this Nike subscription service? Antoine, you're kind of a shoe guy.
Yeah.
Did you see this whole thing?
Yes, and I was very jealous when I read all the details of it.
It's pretty cool. Did you see this, Monica?
No, I haven't.
So this is for kids.
Yes.
And if you think about when you have kids, you buy them new shoes.
Yep.
Then they ruin those shoes in about a
and they
a
grow so fast,
half.
Too.
That's the other problem. So now, $20 a month, and you get new shoes every 90 days. That's where the pricing tier starts. You can pay $50 a month if you want to get your kid new shoes every month, but I don't know why you wouldn't just go buy $50 shoes. I mean, it's the kids' shoes don't need to be more than $50 anyway.
But it's only for the ages of 2 through 10 was a detail I saw.
And when are the grown-up kids?
Exactly.
Are there shoe subscription services?
Nope.
No?
This is the first one. The first major retailer, I should say.
How is it that we have a subscription service for anything else? I can subscribe to bacon. I can subscribe to clothes. Mm-hmm. I can subscribe to alcohol. Why come I can't get no shoes?
This is the first one.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
So this comes from Bryce, and Bryce says, Zach, I'd like to request a birthday scam on my buddy Jason. We are always pulling pranks on each other, and this would totally up the ante. One thing I thought you could use is that he pretty much never cooks or buys groceries and just does food delivery all the time. He says, I thought maybe you could tell him you're throwing in a bunch of charges or something like that. I'm not going to do that. I have what I thought was a better idea. Thanks for doing this for me. I'm going to win the scam war. That is from Bryce. As we up the ante in this scam war, here on the K92 Morning Thang with Find a Food Friend.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm looking for Mr. Jason.
Yes?
Is that you?
Yes, who's this?
My name is Santurthe Phillips. I'm calling from Grubhub. You've been using our service?
Yeah, I have.
Actually, it looks like you've been using our service a lot.
I guess. Is there a reason why you're calling?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, we are calling to say thank you for being such a regular and valuable customer. We certainly appreciate your business, Jason.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's very convenient.
Oh, I bet it is. Now, secondly, I'm calling simply to see if you're okay. You okay, Jason?
What do you mean, am I okay?
Well, here's the deal. You use our service a lot. So we just want to make sure that everything in your life was okay.
I'm not really following here. I mean, isn't that what you want people to do, to use your service so you guys make money?
Well, yeah, but most people, they use it every now and then. Like, they're drunk on a Friday night, or they're lazy and they want to make it look like they cooked a big meal for some date. Now, you on the other hand, I mean, wow. My records show last week you used us 5 times. I mean, what's up with that?
What do you mean, what's up with that? I didn't want to cook or buy groceries, so I ordered delivery. Okay. I would think that's what most people do.
No, most people actually go out and see humans. But anyway, you see, Jason, here at Grubhub, we have a policy with our drivers. It's called see something, say something. So if they ever see anything suspicious when they deliver the food, you know, like somebody's in danger or something, they let us know and we make sure everything is okay. So that's what I'm doing right here.
Dude, I'm fine. I don't see what the problem is or why you would even be calling me. I get food delivered. I eat it. Big deal.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I'm on the phone right now.
Well, see, that's the other thing. With your food, we noticed that you order single meals every time.
So?
Single, lonely meals. Just Jason and nobody else.
Yeah, and I live alone.
Alone. Exactly. And we're worried about you, Jason. You're ordering every night. You got no dinner buddies. So I'd like to extend an offer that we have to be part of our special food friend program. It's at no additional charge to you. It's just something we offer to certain people to help them out.
Food friend? What is that?
Well, normally it's just for the elderly because they're so old and they love to talk all the time, but you definitely qualify. So being part of the Food Friend program means our delivery driver won't just deliver the food. He'll stay, have a little bit of bite with you, let you talk about your day. People find it quite therapeutic.
What? Dude, this is crazy. I don't need your driver sitting in my house and talking to me while I eat. This is
food friend. No. Food friend, Jason. He's more than just a driver for you. He's your special food friend.
I don't need a food friend. That's what you're not understanding. I don't need a food friend. Honestly, I don't need any of this.
Yes, you do, because it's your birthday. You need this because it's a birthday scam. Hi.
What?
Happy birthday, Jason and Zach from K92.
What? No, dude.
Hi!
I was literally going to, like, hang up and call, like, I don't know, the offices of Grubhub and be like, your person is, like, harassing me and being so annoying on the phone right now.
By the way, this is from your friend Bryce, who wanted to up the ante in your little prank war and mess with you here on your birthday. So, happy birthday from us and
I'm
from
gonna
Bryce.
I'm going to get him back.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Thang in the house. Back to school today for a lot of people this week. Or it's just your last little shreds of summer if you're in a couple of the other school systems. Can we just coordinate one back-to-school day so I don't have to try to figure out 13
Who's
different
back
ones?
To school? Bedford County's back-to-school today.
And I guess I never thought about that as a kid. In my head, every school
human.
Started on the same day throughout the whole country.
Yeah.
It wasn't until college where I realized people started at different times.
I feel like it was less staggered back in the day.
It's crazy. Like, some started on Monday, 2 days ago. Some start today. Some start after Labor Day.
I feel like some started a month ago.
Yeah.
Floyd County, that up in the mountains. Yeah, they do. Kathy Caldwell, by the way, teaches at Spiller Elementary. 40th year, we were shouting her out. And we got a text from the Kathy Caldwell as
Hey, Kathy.
Nice. She says, love that we're on the air on my first day back. Still love my job as well. Shout out to Coach Marshall. He wants to say, Marshall.
I know. Come here. Coach Marshall.
Boy, Monica's got to throw her one movie appearance.
What's that? Oh, yes. That's right.
Hashtag Follow Friday, my one time.
Monica was in a made-for-TV movie called Hashtag Follow Friday that the Sci-Fi Network determined wasn't even good enough to put on at regular primetime.
You're watching Sci-Fi. You got an
IMDb. That's all that matters.
That's right.
And her, her one line was, Marshall, come here.
Marshall.
Yeah. Coach Marshall would like to say to his students, good morning at Rustburg Middle School, getting ready for their first day of school. So shout out to y'all.
I prepared myself to cry on the first day because, I mean, Ava starts middle school and Hendrick starts real school. He's going to preschool.
What are you crying for? What are you crying about?
Now my baby is going to preschool and Ava's, you know, a little lady going to middle. Yeah.
Antoine, I believe you missed what she truly said in there is she is trying to figure out how to build herself up to cry. Because she's someone, she don't cry at a whole lot. So it's taken Monica 1 week to figure out, how am I going to cry when I send these little bung, I can't even say that.
How to get your tear ducts to work? Is that what you're saying? Like you're practicing?
Just, you know.
lip quivers?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Monica's something else.
She's been spraying bug spray in her eye every day to test it out to
Some
see.
Hairspray.
There's a Tuesday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you will cry?
I think so. I think especially once Hendrix hops on the bus and I'm like, oh.
Okay.
You know.
I think you're going to cry because I'm going to send you like text messages and things about your kids growing up and things. I'm going to make you sad on purpose.
You're going to send me the book that Zach likes to read. It makes you cry at the end.
Oh, don't.
I know. Look, Zach, think about it. Think about that book. What's it called?
Zach, don't cry.
It's called Your Kids Grow So Fast and Then We Get Old.
It's called Someday. It's like, Thank you very much.
That was a long title.
Oh, never mind. It's called Someday.
I'm going to tell you right now, parents. If anyone gives you the book Someday to read to your tiny child, this is for 3, 4, and 5-year-old, that kind of age, burn it. Throw it away.
Because the parents will cry.
It's an evil book, Antoine.
Yeah, so don't read that book before you put the kids on the bus.
Antoine, spoiler alert, you die at the end of the book. And nobody needs that.
No, we don't need that.
Right, because
lives.
You read the story and it's kind of read
I
as
see.
The parents. Yeah. And then at the end, like, I'll be gone and you'll remember me and there's a picture of the... No.
Well, now you're thinking about it. So Zach's going to cry on the first day of school.
This is why I'm excited there's a reboot of Garfield. Okay? I want that instead.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I'll give you a story and then I ripped a little something out of it and you try to fill in the blanks. And this first one, Monica, is a cautionary tale for you who loves karaoke.
I love some. I try to find karaoke while in Chicago.
That was an epic fail.
That was a failure.
Second one, I have maybe a potential job opportunity for you, a little side hustle action.
Ooh.
Yeah, Monica tried to hunt down karaoke late night.
It was late.
Like a random Wednesday night.
Yeah.
You forget that when you travel. We had to travel all together for this convention thing.
Uh-huh.
But you just lose track of what day it is because you're not on a work schedule. It kind of feels like Friday to you all the time. And so you think, all right, let's go karaoke, even though it's 1:30 in the morning.
But it's a big city, so I assume that,
and you think, what? They're closed? And they're like, ma'am, it's Wednesday. Like, we got to go to work and stuff. So she did not. But maybe it saved your life, Monica. Who knows? Like this story here. This could happen to you.
Oh, gosh.
Guy karaoke'd so hard he blanked. A, collapsed a lung.
Ooh.
B, lactated. Is that a word? C, ruptured his intestines.
Oh, he collapsed a lung.
Did he collapse a lung?
I'm going intestines.
You're going with the intestines.
Yeah.
Both very severe.
Yeah.
But it's one end or the other. Which one is it? Monica Brooks! Correct! Yeah. Collapsed lung.
Good gosh.
From karaokeing too hard. 65-year-old guy named Wang in China. I'm just reading this. It's what it says. Had to go to the hospital. He sang 10 songs in a row. What DJ allowed that?
Mm-hmm.
Irresponsible. Yeah. He should be fired. And his left lung collapsed. He was singing so hard.
Lots of big notes.
I would love to know which song it was.
Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston.
I was thinking Whitney Houston.
Bon Jovi.
All the ones Monica tries to sing, even though they're lung wreckers, Monica. Said he was very excited in the heat of the moment and was hitting some very high notes and then realized he was having difficulty breathing.
Yeah.
Had to go to the hospital.
I got to be careful.
Yeah.
Or Wang.
And 10 songs in a row, though.
Again, bad DJ.
Maybe it was empty.
You got to take a breather.
Go get a drink.
Yeah.
That's where the crowd needs to rise up. Like, get off. Get no.
Yeah.
No more.
Maybe it's really good.
to him. He thinks he is. Anyone who does 10 songs in a row, that's a concert, okay?
It is. It is a concert.
You get your own venue, and you move on from that. Maybe you would like this as a side job, Monica. Here we go. Guy pays woman. He pays women $100 to blank him. A, insult him. B, lick his face.
Ew.
Or C, give him wedgies in public.
It's A.
You think it's A, insult him?
Lick his face.
You're going to lick his
no.
face? Well, you're both wrong. I'm sorry.
That means
he's
you're
wedgie
wrong.
Man.
He's wedgie man.
Oh, is it?
As you may remember, I had to make that confession a couple weeks ago in my confessional that I stumbled across people giving each other wedgies.
The wedgie couple.
Oh, my God.
Leisure activity.
It was hilariously entertaining to the point that I felt very wrong that I was watching it. But now I see it's becoming a thing, Monica.
He wants wedgies in public.
Yeah, he pays women. He finds them on social media, and then they make arrangements, so he'll just be walking down the street.
So it's for his YouTube channel?
It's for his enjoyment.
He's into it.
He wants some support while he's walking.
He wants to be wedgied. He says he just enjoys it. And how much he pays depends on how good the wedgie is what he says. So
okay.
I guess it's decided afterwards. Yeah. Final story. Couple has blanked together every day for 67 years. Aww. Have they A, worn matching outfits, B, watched Jeopardy, or C, wrestled?
A.
I'm going Jeopardy.
You're going Jeopardy?
Yep.
Monica Brooks, you are
correct. That's cute.
67 years. That's dorktacular.
Well, my mother bought us matching t-shirts when we were in high school. I picked them out. And so we've matched ever since.
She just lays it out for me and I don't have to worry about a thing.
As a guy that just doesn't want to try.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, fine, whatever.
What are we wearing today?
Yep. As long as I don't have to pick it, I don't care.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Prepare to be shocked and amazed. That's what she says.
I think you'd be proud of this, though.
Okay.
I'm already proud of you.
We're prepared to be proud.
For showing up to confession today.
That's
already
right.
Proud of you.
Someone was talking the other day, and it can't happen, but how amazing would it be if there was a book written by a priest who shared all the confessions that people have laid down?
No.
That would be an amazing book.
I would love it, but you can't do that.
I would read the crap out that book.
I know.
That'd be a great bathroom book.
What if it's anonymous?
No, you can't do that.
Somebody probably has.
You can't do that.
What if he acts like he's writing it to God as sort of his book report
and
at
making
the end?
Money off of it?
For the church.
A bunch of short stories for the Lord.
No, see, Antoine, we're supposed to be proud today, and now we're being shameful.
No, I'm still proud of you, Monica.
Okay.
Right. No, we were the ones being shameful. She was not. I'm the one over here going, let's write a book of everyone's secret confessions.
Yeah.
But if they're anonymous.
No, that's still, you can't do that.
Why not? We can do everything else.
You're sworn in to hold that confession.
But we are here to be proud.
Secret.
So proud. We almost need to play Proud Mary, Antoine.
I'm ready.
Yes, karaoke. I wanted to. I was looking forward to it. Okay. But all right. So for the average person, this is right. This is something normal. But for me, if you know me, the average person as well, I mean, it's a big deal.
All right.
So at the hotel room, this also happened in North Carolina. I packed my towels. My washcloths, but I did not use them.
So you packed towels,
you know how
washcloths. Yes. You packed them for yourself.
Yes, I packed my own, towels and washcloths from
because
home.
You find that the hotel ones, they're not good enough for the body of Monica Brooks.
I'm just saying that it just bothers me.
That's what you're saying,
bothers me, the hotel. Okay. Well, my last beach trip in Chicago, I use the hotel towel.
Just like us peasants?
It's not even about that. It's just, I just get into, a germaphobe kind of state of mind where I just look at everything. I'm like, okay, how are they washing it? What's going on? I don't know. It just bothers me.
But they're white. They're white, though.
Yeah. But still, I'm like, how much bleach are they putting in the water? Are they really clean? I don't know. But
you don't trust them.
Yeah.
And even though it seems to be good enough for everybody else. But what you're saying is, on your last two trips, you used commoner towels.
Not commoner towels.
Like the rest of us.
But I don't know if anyone else out there, if it freaks you out when you go to a hotel room and you need to bring your own towels.
All the people will start texting in about silverware and they won't use Thor silverware.
There's a lot of people that do that.
Well, let's elevate it.
This is something big for me.
Let's elevate it. Not only are you using the towels, you are learning
to trust complete strangers.
Yes.
Wow. That's what you're doing right
now.
Thank you. You are learning how to trust.
That? Look, I did.
Only trust the right strangers, just so you know.
But I trust they put enough bleach in the water.
Okay.
And they use some good Tide.
You brought them, which I should point out. Monica, I believe, was saying on the show right before we left.
Uh-huh.
She said she was so proud of herself, because this is all about pride right now,
yep,
that she had packed for Chicago.
I did.
And she said, I have so much room left in my suitcase.
Gosh.
And when she said that, I was proud of her. I was like, look at you being an efficient packer.
Right. And so when I went and I picked her up from her house to take her to the airport, I had my suitcase, which I thought was a normal size suitcase.
You did have a normal size suitcase.
In my trunk. And then Monica pulled out what I believe is from the Jay-Z and Beyonce Going on World Tour collection. Something else. I mean, it was a trunk, man. We might as well have had a latch and people carrying it. You looked like Prince Akeem in Coming to America.
Ridiculous. I'm not going to say that I thought that your suitcase was abnormally large. What I will say is that I thought we had to buy an extra ticket for your suitcase.
Yeah.
It was the size of a person.
It was the average size suitcase. Yep. And then Zach was like, well, that's why you have so much room.
Well, I put it next to mine and you made me feel very inadequate about the size of my suitcase.
Well, and when we left the airport, the Uber driver had to reorganize and use physics and all kinds of things to fit your suitcase.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a large one.
You know, Monica brought, instead of a suitcase, she brought one of those things that most people attach to the top of their car. You know, they put on
the minivan. Luggage rack,
that. So I don't know why I have so
much extra towels.
Exactly.
Use.
But you didn't use them. Yeah. So she is very proud of herself. And
I'm proud of you.
I am proud.
Thank you.
Proud-ish.
Ish.
Proud-ish.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
She needs his big bro, Liam Hemsworth. He's going through it right now after separating.
This whole thing.
Yeah, from Miley. They've been married 7 months.
Yeah.
And they decided to separate.
They've been married for 7 months, and she's been dating some girl for about half of that also.
Yeah.
He realized, like, hey, I don't know what I got myself
into.
They
have such a weird relationship. I mean, they were together for parts of 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But then I had forgotten. I knew they broke up and got back together, but I didn't realize it was so many years that
Sounds like there's still a chance that they bring it back together.
I don't know.
Seems
a little stronger this time.
It does. Maybe because of, you know, they were married. But now he's dependent on his brother, Chris, for support.
Okay.
So Chris Hemsworth is like, man.
That's what your brother's there for.
Two beautiful men consoling each other.
I saw a video. I don't know if it was on Instagram or something. It was both of them working out. Uh-huh. And I was like, good God.
What?
They handsome.
I know. There are so many women listening right now and probably a fair amount of men listening that would love to watch a video of beautiful Liam Hemsworth crying while beautiful brother Chris just hugs him in an emotional embrace about the whole situation.
Like, oh, I got your back. I have your back, too.
It's like, it's not fair.
Yeah.
And then
you're heartbroken. Come cry on my shoulder.
Right. Liam is sitting there saying, I am now single and looking for my true love. Who wants to be with me? Mm-hmm. Want to talk about that'll be what finally knocks Old Town Road off of number one. The Hemsworths hugging.
That'll be it. We're waiting for it. Leave Britney alone. Britney Spears. Why do they keep? Because I did see this on social media. They're talking about Britney and how many times she went to Target in a year. Last year.
How often does she go to Target?
Well, you can take your guess of how many times.
All right, there's 300.
365.
How many times have you been to Target in the last year?
I don't think the number's that bad.
Oh, don't ask me that question because you're going to be upset with my answer.
Oh, you going to say zero?
In 2019, I've probably been to Target four times.
Four?
Let me see. In 2019, how many times have I set foot in a Target? Two.
That's
one.
It?
Yeah,
that's
probably
it.
Something like that.
Well, Britney Spears.
I can't get in there. She buys everything.
80
that's
times last year.
80 times?
Yeah. She's a regular.
Which is, I mean...
That's her thing.
Here's the thing, though. If you think of it this way, 80 days out of 365 days.
That's seven times a month, Zach.
Yeah.
Almost twice a week.
But she rich and doesn't really work a whole lot. So wouldn't you just go to the store? I'd go to the store.
And she loves Target. I understand.
And she's got kids.
Yeah. And so she also goes by Home Depot, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, the Hobby Lobby.
Uh-huh. Walmart, 7-Eleven. She says 7-Eleven. She likes a Slurpee.
That's what I can't figure out is she spent like $60,000 on stuff at Target last year and then went to all these other stores too. I'm thinking, what else you need at that point?
She's just around town. So you just see Brittany just driving around town.
Yep, just hanging
Old
out
Town
at
Road.
Outback Steakhouse and all sorts of things.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
She's on a mission to help a friend. Mm-hmm. She says it might backfire. Then why is she doing it?
I know. Now I'm questioning the definition of help.
Do you have a prediction, Antoine? Because I don't know what it is and you don't know what it is. My prediction is this friend has a boyfriend or a husband that did something wrong, like cheated, or he's a bad guy or nobody likes him, and she wants to tell her.
I think it's a personality trait.
Okay.
That other people may find like annoying or frustrating.
Like your laugh is stupid.
Yeah, that sort something of like that. You tell terrible jokes, something like that.
We will find out in just 1 second when I say good morning, not Opal, which will happen as I share some of your texts as well at 52353. That's how we dirty little secret around here. Like this person who says, my sister-in-law is a horrible person to me. So when she left her favorite necklace at my mother-in-law's house, I took it upon myself to throw it away and let my mother-in-law think she misplaced it. So.
Throw it away, though.
I would have gifted it to somebody she didn't know.
Yeah, but then that's the bad energy. She doesn't want that thing circulating. Text 52353. This person is a stain, but they're funny. I like to mess with one of my coworkers by randomly moving small items on his desk. Staplers, pictures, files. He always thinks the cleaning people are doing it on purpose.
And he's frustrated.
He's frustrated every day.
And this person that we are going, I know it says anonymous by text, but we're gonna have to hunt this person down. We're going to alert the authorities, and we're going to have them thrown in prison.
What are they doing?
Text 52353. I ate 2 grapes at the grocery store yesterday.
Zach.
Not me, the person.
Found him.
I didn't do it.
He's right here.
I'm not going to jail.
All right.
Huh. Maybe past crimes, but this no, that ain't my fault. Yeah, so if you want to text in your anonymous ones, 52353, you want to join us on the phones, you can do that as well. So we say, good morning, not Opal. She would like to be anonymous, so hello.
Good morning.
All right, we lodged our prediction, so we'll let it unfold and see if we're even remotely correct. You have a secret. You say you're on a mission to help a friend, but it might backfire. What is it?
Okay, so my best friend and I are supposed to have dinner on Thursday night.
Okay.
But...
and not Opal is full. That's the secret! Go ahead. Sorry. What's going on?
So what she doesn't know is that I am not actually going to meet her for dinner. It's a blind date.
Oh, you're setting her up.
Yes.
Literally.
Okay.
In
literally.
So many ways.
Yeah.
So you have taken it upon yourself to arrange this meeting. She thinks she's having dinner with you.
Right.
But much like those old commercials back in the day, we've replaced your coffee with, you know, Sanka. Did you notice the difference?
Well, that is her best friend, so she would know her well.
So I have a question. Lies,
right?
That's kind of my question. Have you and her talked about, like, blind dates? Like, what is your best friend's thoughts on blind dates in general?
She's not a fan.
Oh boy.
Which is why I'm doing this. Like this.
Because she would say no otherwise, is what you're saying.
Yeah, she would say no otherwise.
I have, it's a little bit of a reality check for all of our female friends that are listening right
what?
Now.
What?
Love, honor, appreciate you. Trust me, you're way smarter than men. I know you are. You are all very bad at fixing up your friends. You're terrible at it. And you all think
terrible.
You're good at it. No, you're terrible at it.
Why would you say terrible?
Yeah,
because you
say that?
You put two people together and the first thing that comes to mind for you is, well, they're both single. And I love them both so much.
If you know your girlfriend, then you'll know and understand who she likes.
No, you don't take any of those things into consideration. All of a sudden, you think you're your own episode of The Bachelorette and you're going to try to put it together. And very rarely does it work out. Does it?
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, it could.
I think it does.
Yes.
I think it's hit or miss. Hit or miss.
You know what? It's good balance, Antoine, for you to suck up. I'm delivering the hard reality now. Ah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
So, but you're going to do it, and she doesn't like blind dates. Was there anything else about that?
So, he is a friend of my brother.
Okay.
And he actually knows that this is a date. So he knows what's happening.
Right, right. Does he know that he's screwed? Because I feel like he's screwed.
Or maybe not. Maybe not.
No, he's screwed because he is being thrown into such an awkward situation. A first date is awkward anyway. And now you've even made it more awkward.
But one thing that not Opal has done is she's already got that icebreaker out the way. Like, because, you know, the hardest thing about a first date is trying to find those things to talk about. So what they could do for the first 10 minutes is rag on Nat Opal. Like, gotcha. They could come together. Like, oh, I can't believe she
and
did this.
And they make a connection.
And then they make a connection.
First topic of discussion. Man, yeah. Nat Opal sucks, doesn't she?
So actually, Nat Opal is a great friend and a person. Yeah. She's sacrificing herself.
I don't know.
I support
you're still
you.
Rubbing your head.
I support you.
Yeah, I think it could work out.
I'm just tired of she's always complaining about being single, uh-huh. but she's so freaking picky. Like, she just won't commit.
Oh, this poor guy. He's
screwed.
First date. He's screwed.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
She said, I'm just ready for my best friend to shut up. That's all this is about.
Right.
I love already.
So really what she's saying is, well, the main thing that we're looking at here is my friend is single and I'm sick of it. So
No, I do care about her.
I know
obviously.
You do. I know you do.
I mean, I want her to be happy.
Oh,
and
God.
This dude he's a great guy. I mean, I've known him for a while. He's been best friends with my brother and, you know, kind of like a part of our family. He's done stuff with our family, so I know him.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's going to be a good match. And, okay. you know, like, so she doesn't bolt.
Well, let me ask you this. You're in a relationship. Yes?
Me?
Yes.
Personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
I
all right,
am.
So let me just ask this. If you were not in a relationship, would you date this guy?
Oh, that's awkward.
No.
That's kind of uncomfortable.
Why not?
Because that's how brothers friends yeah, might be.
Hmm? He's a nice guy. He's good looking. I mean, I would, but he's kind of like a brother. Like
See?
I said, he's kind of been part
there you
of the
go.
Family.
Yep. This is not going to work.
Good exit. Good exit.
Telling you, if the answer is not, if the answer has to be yes. That's
no,
the only
but if he's
way,
like a brother, though, that's different.
Yeah, she can't good, answer yes when he's yeah. around.
Mm-hmm.
She
yeah,
can't
that's
answer
like
yes.
weird, you know.
All right. Somebody is up. Getting me an update after this. I don't care if it's you. I want to talk to your friend. I'm talk to this poor sap of a guy getting thrown into this. That we got to figure yeah. out. So, you know what? You, hang on the phone for a second. Monica, you try to set that up because I don't
see it.
We won't be
working.
Able to arrange it for Friday because we can't give it away. I think by Monday we can figure that
uh-huh.
out. Yeah, I need to figure that out. All right, well, not Opal. Thank you for the confession, and good luck.
We need an update.
Yeah, I need an update because I ain't feeling good about it. But
I support you.
Prove me wrong. Saw a random naked lady in public. That was my trip to Chicago.
Yeah.
That lady was not Monica Brooks. I did
no,
not know this person.
It was a random lady.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. I did not know this person.
No.
Okay. Accidental nudity. It happens.
Yes.
You can text in to 52353 if you've seen accidental nudity.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you've been accidental nudity.
Monica, seen it a few times.
Didn't your boob pop out once at Snowflex when you were doing a K92 event?
No, that was a vacation with Jared.
Oh, thank
that
God.
Like, no,
oh,
no.
Thank
that was a vacation.
What happened there? Because you had to go to Snowflex, which is that ski mountain thing.
Mm-hmm.
Something popped out of somewhere.
I don't know. I don't remember there, but I know a vacation had happened when me and Jared were somewhere like Joe's Crab Shack or
vacation.
Something.
Hello.
But yeah, I've seen like I had a neighbor once that had on little shorts.
Oh, that's
and
right.
He was mowing, and I did see some, you know. The shorts were very short.
Yeah.
So he didn't wear any underwear.
No. And that was not good naked.
The
not
shorts
at all.
Were his
then
underwear.
Then I had another neighbor that was just like, she sneezed. And then she went to lift her shirt. And she didn't realize. She forgot she didn't have a bra on. So it just like exposed everything. In
that's
the middle
funny.
Of the day. Yeah.
Like she, sneezed
what
her shirt
she sneezed.
Right off.
She sneezed. That's and then hilarious. She just went to use her shirt just like wipe her face or something.
Okay.
And it just lifted up. She's
yeah.
like, oh.
text 52353, by the way, because I need to know the update of the rest of that story of the surprise blind date. And this person texted, you never want your friends to date. What is Not Opal going to do if they break up? What happens next? Yeah. I don't know.
Well, they just figure it out.
But
they'll
you can't think
out.
About that. You have to be optimistic that it's going to work
no.
out.
No, Antoine, plan for the worst so you be prepared and then be pleasantly surprised if it
and
doesn't
that's,
happen.
It's her brother's friend, really.
Yeah, it's like a brother to her.
So he doesn't, yeah. So it doesn't really have to
why
deal with her.
Why you do your brother like that? That's what I'm saying. We were in Chicago the other day. Was it Wednesday? I'm like,
I know, it was
I
a week ago.
What day is
it was
where.
A week ago from today.
It was.
We went, yep.
And it feels like 100,000 years ago in the amount of stuff I've done since last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But we all went out to dinner one night at this fancy restaurant in Chicago called The Girl and the Goat. I made Antoine eat all manner of interesting things.
Yeah.
What'd you think? As someone who's not a food guy, you're not an adventurous food eater. It's
no.
not that you're super picky. You're just not exposed to a lot of things.
Well, yeah. Like, I like to say I will try just about anything.
You ate a fried duck tongue.
Yes.
That's okay.
I had a duck tongue, goat belly, pig face.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't steer you wrong.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Monica will steer you wrong. She'll make you eat chitlins. And then that's,
oh, my gosh.
I didn't take you to the Tuta. I only took you to the Ruta.
Just the Ruta.
So while we were enjoying this wonderful bounty in this fancy restaurant, and it's all loud and crazy in there, nature calls, got to go downstairs. And it's one of those progressive and cool places. So there's no men's room and women's room. There's just bathrooms.
Yeah.
And but they're solo rooms. So you go in, you lock the door, and then the door's either red or green. So I go to the green door, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And I open it up, and I find a woman completely naked going to the bathroom.
Well, she had on a romper.
She had on a romper.
You know what makes it more interesting? Is that woman, her table was right beside our table, too.
Of course it was. I open the door, to which she yells, no! Because what else do you do? And
right.
There's nothing you can do. And I felt terrible, and I just shut the door, and I immediately ran to the bathroom that was green right next to it, and I hid. I was like, hopefully she didn't see my face. She don't know who it was that saw her. Yeah, if you've never worn a romper before, or you're a man, because then you've never worn a romper before, it's this one-piece outfit that's shorts and shirt, but it's all connected.
So you have to go to the bathroom.
You've got to take everything off. You basically have to take it all the way down.
For men, imagine wearing overalls.
Correct.
Pretty much same thing.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And that's all you had on, and you had to take them off. And so that's what I saw. And I'm thinking, oh my God. So, I mean, it's embarrassing.
Can't look her in the eye.
And I get out of the bathroom, and I see this woman walking up the stairs wearing a romper, which clearly it's her. I know this.
Right.
I have really seen her face at this point, at any point in this conversation or exchange. And I'm walking behind her thinking, all right, I'm going to have to tell these guys the story when we get back. And she sits down 3 inches from the back of my head.
I
mean, she is at the next table. Yep.
And she was telling her boyfriend the same thing, like, I can't believe this dude is right behind
me. But do you think that she knew it was me? Do you think she
I
saw
think so.
Me?
I
oh, my God.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. So.
Yep.
That was my day.
Congratulations.
I don't know. I have no idea. I you know what? I'm relieved that in my life, I don't think I have I've been caught in a compromising situation ever. Not
Knock
yet.
On wood.
I know.
I feel like somebody's probably seen me naked accidentally before.
Yeah.
Right. So like the hotels that we stayed in.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Like there's hotels, there's buildings.
Yeah. Right next door. Yeah.
So chances are like I know I didn't do it because I was staying with Zach, but if I was staying in a hotel by myself, I may get out the shower and not
and dance at the window.
I didn't say dances at the window.
What's up, Chicago?
Helicopter. It's okay.
No, that's not what I said.
And you try to find someone else that's dancing too, so y'all can like have a
No, I did. No, I'm not having a dance off. A naked dance off. Yeah. No, yeah. I'm not.
It's okay. You do that.
A strange man across a.
Yeah, no, that's what he does all the time.
There's no man. There's no man.
You wait for someone else to come to their window.
No, no, there's
the same floor.
No, there's no dancing.
So that's what happened to you while you were in the room by yourself.
No, it definitely.
You do that more at night though, because you can really see.
There's no nighttime. No, okay. there's
so
no man.
Antoine had a naked dancing buddy.
No, there's no buddies
across the way.
Yeah.
Is it more than friends?
No, there was no friends. There was nothing happened.
Strangers in the night. Is
no, no, there was no strangers. No night. No dancing. There was none of that.
It's all right. It's a lot of fun.
No, there was no fun. No fun to be had by anybody.
Why are your legs so sore?
Yeah.
All that dancing.
No, it was from Whirly Ball.
Okay. All right.
Whirly Ball. That's not even a real word. No one knows what you're talking about.
Okay.
Get out of here. Well, I'm glad you had fun. So that's good. See,
you made a pen pal.
No, that was not. What?
From the window. That's cool.
I hate you.
Bye-bye.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.